Let us all say amen.
Amen.
We should all be able to say hallelujah right now because of that song that we have sung. Amen. And praise the Lord. We should be excited and so thankful because of the fact that we are in the Church of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He came, God, Jesus came all the way down from heaven to establish his church. And some of us, we take it for granted, right? And we don't appreciate all that he has done for us. But I believe it is important that we must understand the love that God has for us. First of all, it's just such a wonderful thing. I mean, when we sing that song, we should be louder than anything to know that we are in the body of Christ. And to be in the body of Christ is to have salvation. And to be saved, that is what we all want to be, amen? Any condition that a person is in, they want to find themselves in a place where they are safe, right? Where they are comforted and things like that. But the only place you can find that is in the church. And thanks be to God, we have been added, amen? We weren't voted in and we didn't join, but we were added, amen? The Bible says that God added to the church daily such as should be saved. And I am so thankful to God once again that I am a part of that group. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. John 3:16, the most famous, to some, book of the Bible. Amen?
Amen?
Everybody quotes it. Amen? And we have to understand in that, the first thing it says, for God so love the world. Amen.
Yes,
now, we have to understand that the love that God has for us, he gives us an example of what love is. First of all, it says, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. We understand that word giving. So when you give something, it is an offering or a sacrifice. Am I right about it?
Right, yes, sir.
Love is a sacrifice. Okay. Sometimes we have to understand love. Now, honestly, like today, people don't like to use it. It's like a four-letter word that people don't like to use, right?
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, I'm too manly to say love. Or who's supposed to love somebody today? Everybody want to be frugal and fervorless where they can just go and do what they want with anybody they can, where there's no commitment. But love is a sacrifice, and also there is a commitment that you have to put into that love. And I understand why people don't want to participate in it, because it takes a special kind of person to show some real love. Amen.
Yeah.
Now we have to look at our prime example. The Bible tells us that God is love. Amen. Yeah. So if we look at God and see that first his love for us. Now his love wasn't just a regular love. When I say love, I ask Alexis, when you think of the word love, what do you think of? She said, right? So you think of affection between your mate, right? So, but this love is not that kind of love. It's a different, that is the erotic or eros love. But we want to focus on the love that God has for man, and that is his agape, that agape love. And that love is unconditional. The fact that we all have come short, fallen short of the glory of God, makes us sinners. Amen? And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is
death.
So we all should be dead. Amen? Because we are sinners. We have sinned. But God's love, regardless of the fact that you are sinful, he sent his only begotten son to come down and to give his life. Now, we have to understand then from that sacrifice, Jesus continued to show God's love for us by coming down and giving himself the ultimate sacrifice on the cross. Amen?
Amen?
And that's the love we must understand. And I believe if you understand the love that God has for us, then we can be able to eventually pay it forward. There was a movie back in, I don't know how long ago, but it was a movie, and it was called Pay It Forward.
Right.
And it was about taking that good deed and paying it forward to someone else. If somebody do something good for you, you do something good for somebody else. Amen?
Yeah.
And some of us have seen that, and we have to understand that that is the same concept that God has for us. He did something magnificently wonderful that we couldn't even repay. Amen? But we can pay it forward.
Amen.
That love that he has shown for us, we have to pay it forward to someone else. Amen? Like I said, it's unconditional. When you have some kids and them kids start getting to that age when they can talk and not listen, you can understand what unconditional love is, right? Sometimes you just want to, right? And I don't yell a lot, but these kids make me yell. But the thing is, I still love them. I have to continue to love them. I have to continue to care for them, clothe them, feed them. And that's my level, right? All that extra stuff is extra. But the love, the love that God has for us, we have to pay it forward. Because, look it. If God wants us to be like him, right? He says, be holy as I am holy. And God's most powerful weapon is love. Am I right? The Bible says that God is love. So if we want to be like him, we have to be more loving. Am I right about it? So then we have to pay it forward. And like I said, we understand God's love for man. Jesus said, no greater love has a man, amen, who lays down his life for a friend. And we've seen him do it, right? And that was a sacrifice. And sometimes we have to get ourselves out the way, especially when it comes to dealing with one another, where we have to learn how to love unconditionally. Amen. And put ourselves out the way and give ourselves for our friends sometimes. Amen? Amen. It can't be about, if you have true love, then you are not in the picture no more. Am I right about it?
Right.
You have to remove yourself and think about that other person. I remember Brother Kirkendall used to use that joy. J-O-Y. It says Jesus, others, and you. Right? So that is the order you have to do it in, because if you put yourself in between those, then you're not showing love. You're showing some self something, all right? You're trying to preserve yourself or keep yourself from falling into a certain situation. But the thing is that we have to love one another, amen? The Bible tells us, showing God's love, 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that's some love. While you was in your dirtiest, nastiest, sinful state, while you was in a state of rebellion against him himself, he still came and said, I understand, you don't know no better. Remember when Christ was on the cross, what did he say? Forgive them, Father. Right. They don't know what they do, right? Because they didn't know no better. And that's the same way with our kids sometimes. We have to understand that, well, they're young. They might not know no. Even though you told them 10 minutes ago, but they don't know no better than that. Not listening is going to get them a whooping sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But even though, you still have to have that love. Amen? And then, so God tells us that we have to love one another. Jesus was the example, was the manifestation of God's love. Amen? And he came and showed us love to the fullest extent of love, where he gave his life for us. And then we have to show our love to God by understanding that it is, we pay our love back to God by being obedient to what he says. The Bible says about Jesus that though he was the Son, yet he learned obedience by what he suffered, becoming the author of salvation to those that will do what? Obey. You have to obey him. The obedience, when you obey somebody, you showing some respect to them, right? Some love, am I right about it? When your kids, children, if you want to show your love to your parents, do what they tell you. That's it, right? In the same way God feels about us. If you want to show love to your father, do what he tells you to do, right? Jesus said, if you love me, you will what? Keep my commandments. Then he says, if you abide in my law, then you abide in the love of God. That it is important that we understand that if you want to be loved, we have a love that he gave to us. But then that love goes further than just him sending his son. Then we have the opportunity of salvation and those some blessings inside of that love that we have once we have obeyed the gospel, right? But then once we are in there and we have obeyed God and done what he has told us, and by keeping his commandments and he says, the Bible tells in Ephesians 5 that we should walk in love as Christ is love and as he has loved for us. And he says to love as Christ has loved us and gave his life. And that, he gave his life. You know, that's a sacrifice again when we come to it. When you love someone else, you have to sacrifice. Sometimes it's not going to be what you want to do. Most of the time, it's not. When somebody comes to you in a time of need and they ask you for some help, it's not something you had already planned in the day, I'm going to go and help this person, because you didn't even know they was in need, right? So it is something that comes out of the ordinary, something that wasn't even part of your plan of the day, and you have to sacrifice something that you already had set up. Sometimes I'm going somewhere, somebody need a ride. Well, I'm going to have to sacrifice myself for my thing and go and help these people and show my love. And sometimes it's money and all these things. It is a giving of yourself, a sacrifice. And we must be willing and able, just like God was willing and able to send his son as a sacrifice. And Christ to give his life as that sacrifice. Amen? Amen. And then in all of that, we must understand that. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3. See, John, this is in his three letters, he spoke a lot about the love of Jesus and the love of God that he has for us. Amen? And John was close. He was one of the first. Amen? One of the first disciples that Jesus chose out of the 12. The first four is James, his brother, and John, and Peter, and Andrew, right? But this is John speaking, John chapter 2, verse number 5, I believe it is. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. See? Perfected. And that's a word that we all seem we can't achieve. But perfection is complete, to be complete. When you see that in the Bible, it means to be complete. That perfection is the complete. So you can have the complete love of God if you keep his commandments. Jesus says, he says, the first one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. And he said, the second one is just as good. That you love thy neighbor as thyself. And then Paul in Galatians says you can hang all of the law on this one word. Or even to say, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the ultimate fulfillment of the law. Amen? Amen. So it is important. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that all we have is faith, hope, and love. That's all we got left. See? So these three things, we should be focused on our faith, our hope for eternal life, and our love one for another, because that's all we have. And that's the only instruments, the things, the tools that can help us make it to heaven. Now, we have to learn that love one for another. And John 13 and 35, the regular John. First John is actually the third letter, because the first one is John, the book of John. Then second John is the third, but anyway, John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse number 35.
By this,
all men know
that ye are disciples.
Right.
If ye have love one to another.
Beautiful. Now, what are we? We claim to be Christians, right? And a Christian is a disciple or a follower of Christ. Amen. He said, to prove that you are a true Christian, not come to church every Sunday, not every Wednesday, not to give your offerings. It's not all those things that we try to put ourselves, say, oh, I'm a good Christian because I do these. But he said, if you love one another. Everything you do should be out of love, amen? That offering and everything a part of your worship should be out of love. So it should be not only for the love of God, but for the others. The Bible says that when we teach and sing, that we are teaching and admonishing one another. So when we come to worship, we are not only for our own salvation, right? We are helping and encouraging others to keep the faith. Amen? Amen. So that is love. Amen. That you are showing for someone else. That's why it's so important that you forsake and not the assembly. Amen. Because it's not only you that's in need of assembling, but other folks need to see you at assemblies. Amen. I get excited when I see the new converts come. How do you feel? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People who brand new got that zeal that you used to have. You know what I'm talking about? That should make you excited. It might bring you a little zeal back into you, you know? Yeah. When older people are around younger kids, it make them feel younger, right? Yeah. So just as Christians, when we're around those babes in Christ, it should make us feel just like that brand new babe. Have that same desire for the sincere of the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So that love that we have for one another, first of all, to prove that you are a disciple of Christ, you have to have love.
Amen.
No matter what you do, right? And then Matthew 23, like he said, he says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. He said, the second one is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Then John 13, 35 again, he says to love one another. That is the fact, the proof that you are a true Christian by loving one another.
Right.
And then Hebrews 13 and 1, the Bible tells us to let brotherly love continue.
Right.
Now, the Bible tells us that we should have that love one for another. He said, especially those that are in the household of faith.
Right.
When I see you, my brethren, mm-hmm. My love should be bubbling over, amen?
Amen?
My love is bubbling over when I see my brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes when we get out into the world, we have our own friends, our personal buddies and stuff like that, and you get excited to see them, but that excitement that you see them with should not even compare to when you see somebody who's on the same mission that you on, who's a part of the same family that you are a part of, amen, and who have the same goal. You should be excited to see them doing the same thing you're doing, and you know, that's that camaraderie that we get in sports, right, Brother Merchant? How you miss that as soon as you leave football, right? First thing you miss is the camaraderie that you have with your players and your friends, right? And then that's that love that you share. But as soon as you leave church, you should be wanting the desire to be with your brothers and sisters
Amen.
In Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Feast was talking about that love that you should have for one another, the desire that you should have for one another. First, you have to understand the love that God had for you so that you can understand what I'm supposed to do for somebody else. See, if you don't know what God did for you, you ain't going to be able to understand what I can do for somebody else.
Amen.
You're going to try to base it on man's love for somebody. Oh, it only goes so far. Oh, there's a limit to my love, right? We put a limit to it, right? Men do. But God is unconditional,
Amen.
Right? While you was a sinner, you know, in your worst state, when you should have been dead, then Christ didn't just come down here and teach you. He took your place.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody take your place? That's something to be excited about. And if somebody takes my place, I got some love for that person, amen? If somebody come pay your bills for you, right? You're going to have some love for that person who paid your bill that week, amen? You have to understand the love that God has for you in order for you to give it to somebody else. And I don't know, sometimes I think people don't, I don't know, we maybe we come because God is not working with us the same way as he did with them back in the old days where he talked to them personally, burning bushes and things of that nature, right? So we don't have that same understanding. But that's why he sent his word. It's the word of God is a love letter.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? When you read it, you should fall in love with God. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone. Should be something to make your heart tingle, send chills up your spine, right?
Amen.
Because it's a love letter. Y'all remember those love letters you used to get when you were younger, amen? And some of those young folk, I hope you ain't getting them now, but eventually you will be getting some love letters. And when you read that love letter and hear the way that person feels about you
amen.
In that love letter, that's what makes you feel that love back for them, right?
Yes.
Why do we love God? Because he first loved us, you know what I'm saying? The love letter is there, and we read the letter, and we learn how to love, and how we all love, then it's easy to love someone else, amen? Now, like I was saying, sometimes you can love somebody who don't love you back, right? And that is a painful feeling. People call those broken hearts, right? We all been through that, see? And that's how you think God feels. Everybody knows what a broken heart felt like, right? God feels the same way, that same pain you felt when that man or that woman broke your heart is the same pain that God feels when you stray away,
amen.
when you cheat on him with the devil, basically what you're doing,
right.
Amen? Because we are the bride, right? The church is the bride. So that love that a husband has for his wife, the love that God has for us is the same love that we have to give to one another. And we have to understand that love is a desire, is a sacrifice. And we have to always want to be in love, right? We are in love. Some people, like today, the world, today, we are in love. We love God, right? But we still are in love with the world. Y'all understand that? Amen. You know, people say, they say, I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore. You know that saying or stuff like that? That's how we get sometimes. We love God. Yes, he sent his son, he saved us, and he wrote us a beautiful book. He created us all and everything. We love him. But I'm in love with all this beauty and stuff that I see in this earth, right? Amen. And we begin to put those things in front of God, who is our creator, who created all of them. See, the love is, like I said, it's for children. It's just like a parent for a child. It is the creator and the creature. And once you create something, you have a certain passion for that thing that you make. It's nothing like making your own. If you draw a picture or create something, it's something that is connected to you. It's something that's personal. Brother Morris, when you cook them ribs, right? You know that those is his ribs, and he knows he has a special connection to them ribs. And he knows if somebody else brought some other ribs, and like them Gibbs ribs came, you'll know the difference between those two kind of ribs, amen? So that's what I'm saying. You appreciate what's yours in the creation. And God created us, and then we have to, like I said, pass it on and bring it forward, amen? And we have to understand 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8, it describes love. But the one thing it tells us what love is, and it says love is kind. You can talk about all the ain'ts, what it don't do, and what it doesn't do, but the thing that it does, love is kind. Amen. Now, kindness, right? Kindness is takes some humility in kindness, and it takes some love to be kind, right? And some respect and all these things that the world seems to be lacking so much of. You know that song back in the day says, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love," but it's not just my affectionate love, Lexus, but it's the love of God that he has for us that we have to pay it forward, amen? Amen? That love that God has is unconditional. Folk will get on your nerves, on your last nerve, but you still have to love them. And then Jesus finally, he got to the point where he said, you know what, this love is so deep that you have to have, you want to be like me, even love your enemy.
Come on, right?
Right? Now that is a task in itself, amen?
Amen.
You know, so you know it's hard to love people that we don't even have no problem with. But then he tells us to love somebody who don't like you.
Amen.
He said, "What good is your love for somebody who like you?" You know, if somebody is your buddy, I love them. Okay, good. But what if somebody is trying to stab you in your back? You turn around, peace, love, and happiness to them. That's some real love. While just like Christ said, while you was in your sin, he died for you. And while people are doing you wrong, you still have to show that love for them. We have to always, the ultimate goal is to have that perfect love.
All right.
Because God is love, and if we want to be like God, and everything that is good is love in God, and that is our ultimate goal, to be like him and to ultimately be with him, then we should be focusing on our love one for another. We should desire one another. We shouldn't be gossiping. We shouldn't be hating. We shouldn't be judging and all those things that go on in the church, unfortunately. That shouldn't be in here. But the reason is because we don't have the love of God in us, amen? And so if we don't have the love of God by keeping his commandments, amen, then if you kept his commandments, you would love your neighbor as yourself.
Say that.
Am I right about it? You wouldn't talk bad about yourself, like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You wouldn't point at yourself, right? You'd be pointing at everybody else, right? So if you love your neighbor like yourself, you wouldn't be pointing at him. You wouldn't be talking bad about him, just like you don't talk bad about yourself.
Yes,
you wouldn't put yourself in situations and try to cause harm to yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
So why would you do it to somebody else? Amen? That is the love that we have to have. And if we understand that, that love that God had, that godly love, then we could be able to live and love the way God will have us to be. Today is fellowship, and that's the wonderful thing. Fifth Sundays. I wish we had it every fifth Sunday, every week. And I, you know, my desire is one day, hopefully, that we could do it all the time. You know, we only do it once a blue moon, and we forget that we even have fellowship abilities. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that we should always try to find a way to come together.
Yeah, amen.
All the time,
yes,
every day. I know we busy folk and we got things to do, but that's the stuff that's getting in your way from being a true child of God.
Amen.
Those things that say, well, I can't make it all the time to your service because I got things to do, that's because you're allowing something to come before you and your love. Amen?
Amen?
The love of God. So then that becomes your idol. Amen? Then covetousness, and then you start to want everything, and that is idolatry in itself. See? So we should always want to be around each other. Right?
Amen.
We should always desire. If you love something, right, you want to learn it, you want to read it, you want to participate in it, right? The things that you like to do, you go hard at it, right? You do everything you do is you. People know you for it. You're known for that thing that you do, right? Because you love to do it. So that love, we should love to love, amen? Because God is a love. He is love. He is the ultimate lover, right? Amen. Amen. He is, no, it's no greater love, Jesus said. No greater. Who going to kill themselves for you right now? Ain't that another one of us in here? Probably drop dead for our friend, right? That ain't even our thing. And we can't even compare it to God's love. But see, we're trying to at least get close to it, you know, and try to grasp it and understand it. But the only way we can do that is by understanding how God loved us first. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then we show our love to God by keeping his commandments. And his commandment is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Right? And he said, you can go to heaven on that. Heaven is your goal. If you love me and I love you, we all going to go to heaven and love together. Amen?
Amen.
And be with the God of love, the creator of love. And we have to pay it forward. Give it, show it, provide it, teach it, learn it, be about it. Don't talk about it, be about it, right?
Amen.
You got to love because God is love. We are children of God, right? And your kids should do stuff like you do, right?
Amen.
Ain't that right, Brother Gibson?
Yeah, yeah.
You all right? Brother Gibson's dad makes some good ribs. Brother Gibson makes some good ribs too. See, you like your daddy. You follow in the footsteps. Junior, the same way, right? All these things, people, you look like your daddy. You should act like your daddy. And if your father is love, amen, then you should be showing some love too, right? Some agape, some unconditional love. If they step on your toe, dust the dirt off your toe and say hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If somebody do you wrong, pray for them. He said to love your enemy. He said bless them that curse you and despitefully use you. So how you going to bless somebody? Praying for them. Amen?
Amen.
Lord bless them. Give them the strength. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That should be out of your mouth every time somebody do you wrong.
Right.
And then rebuke you, say in the name of Jesus. Amen. Those things will keep you in the love of God. And I encourage you, the only way really is to study.
Right.
You have to read that love letter.
Right.
Page by page eventually, hopefully. And every like I said, every page is talked about from the Old Testament to the New Testament, is talking about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Jesus Christ came to show the ultimate love by giving his life. So every page in this Bible is talking about some love.
And I think
my wife still has some letters I used to write to her back before we was married. I read a couple of them, you know. I was like, really? That's how I was feeling, you know, sometimes. You don't even know what's going on. It's a surprise. I didn't know I was feeling like that back then. But it ain't nothing like reading a love letter, an old love letter, to show that love that person has for you. Amen? And I pray that we study the word of God and apply it to our lives and so that we can pay it forward to the next man and love our neighbors and our enemies. And the Bible also tells us about the life, the wife. It says, husband, love your wife.
Amen.
As Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That yes. sacrifice again. And wives, love your husbands. Amen. Children, obey your parents. I told you, obedience is the ultimate showing of love. By the children obeying your parents and fathers, provoke not your child to wrath. These are all lessons of love for the family on how you can be a good family. And I pray that all these things that I have said through the word of God will encourage us to love, love, love. It's not a bad four-letter word, amen. It is the greatest one of all, amen. So as we, first of all, now there's, like I said, the love of God that he gave from, he said, I sent my son, right? He loved us and he sent his son. But that love has been appropriated, set up for you. Now, the only way you can come in contact or access that love is first by hearing the word and believing that love letter. You hear that love letter,
right?
What God has for you and that promise, and you believe that promise. Faith is acting upon the promise, amen?
Right.
So you believe in that, so you act upon it by changing your lifestyle, not
amen.
Being so hateful, stop being a hater so much, right?
Amen.
Right? Somebody had a shirt, hate something, but anyway. These things will allow you First, then you change your mind by repenting. Then you confess Christ to be the Son of the living God. Amen. Amen. And that before man, so that I know, that you know, that you know, that I know, that we all know that Christ is the Son of God. Amen. And then by confessing, then you show your ultimate faith and belief by being buried in baptism. Amen.
Amen.
And once you are buried in baptism, you become a member of the church, the body, the bride, which God is so mercifully, gracefully in love with. Amen. And you want to be a part of that person who is receiving that love. And some people, they want that love, but they're not in the family. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way T.I. is. But we encourage them to get in the family so that they can really receive the true love of God. And like I said, that love only comes through His word. And by faith, we do all of our things. He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the faith in God, in His love, and in His promises.
Amen.
His promises are full of love. So everything this is all about love. So pray that we all love more as we stand and sing the song of invitation.